Next point, that we pray our salat 5 times a day. So those people who go to the masjid, they are fortunate and lucky people. They get the time to go to the masjid. But for praying, we should try to make wuzu with du'as and concentration, because the sins are forgiven. And then we should come and sit down on musalla and then make our namaz with full concentration, as if we are really busy with our beloved one. So try to make namaz without worldly thoughts. Normally what happens, we come on musalla and lot of thoughts come in our mind. The reason is because all the day we are busy in dunya, so when we make the intention of namaz, the thoughts of dunya, they continue. We are standing in namaz, thinking about the family, thinking about the friends, thinking about our business, thinking about our friend. So that's not a proper namaz. Proper namaz is when we are 100% busy with our beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So try to make it. At least we should know that we have to make namaz like this. And then we make dua. So with time it will become easy. In the beginning, everyone makes namaz like that. Worldly thought, thoughts of shaitan, thoughts of nafs. But with time, you improve your namaz. Any time comes in which awliya, when they make Allahu Akbar, they forget all the worldly things and they are just busy in making namaz in front of their Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the real namaz. So we should try to make our namaz with the best quality, without thoughts. And when we make namaz, try to make long dua, trying to make the tasbihat. That is to show love. You know, if someone calls you and you have just business relation, you go at time. But if you have relation of love, you go before time. He called you at 2 o'clock and you are waiting at 1:30. Half an hour before, waiting for my beloved. Similarly, namaz is an encounter with the beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should wait for the time of namaz. So many people, if they have affairs, then they wait for the message to come, wait for the call to come. Similarly, we should wait for the call of azan to come, because we have affairs with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have our love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should wait for tahajjud, we should wait for fajr, wait for zuhur, wait for asr, maghrib, isha. So one, we should wait for the namaz, and when there is time of namaz, we should make namaz with full concentration. And even after namaz, we should make tasbihat, we should make dua, and we should sit on musalla, keep sitting on musalla. Oh Allah, I don't feel this worship is a burden on me. I enjoy it. I love it. I love to do it. Otherwise, what happens? You make salam and go away. No dua, no tasbihat, nothing. Go away. People of dunya, they come from dunya and they reach when Imam says Allahu Akbar. And they make just first and after that they go away. So it means they are just fulfilling the farz. They are not showing their love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So namaz is not a punishment. It is a love. So we should try to come before namaz, make namaz with concentration, And even after namaz, make long tasbihat and tilawat and sit down on musalla to show Allah, I don't feel it is a punishment for me, it is my love with you. I will keep sitting, keep sitting, keep sitting. So in this way, this is called ihtamame namaz. To make namaz with full concentration. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do that.